1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Right. Yep.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly, and there's one in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Correct.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yeah.
The best thin crust pizza on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Back it up.
Best garbage men in the game.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the best. And Guinness Irish Stout.
The best for centuries.
Guinness is good for you.
Yes, right. It is.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me to my left, as always, is my twin brother, Billy.
What's up? How is everybody?
Very good. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien.
Clay? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the holiday spirit. It's starting to hit me and nip me.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's good.
Because the Christmas party season is upon us now.
Yeah, it's starting.
I went to one today. And as stressful as the world is right now, it was nice to take a moment and kind of acknowledge friendship and, being together during the holiday season.
Camaraderie,
you know.
We need some snow.
Steaks and drinks.
That's what it's all about.
That's nice.
But I didn't have any drinks. I had some coffee, but I did have some steak. Our good friend Charlie Carey, who employs me at the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He had his annual Ziggy Zerobsky luncheon,
okay,
named for Ziggy Zerobsky, former player, football player in the area,
yes,
and a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
And it's a tradition. He has held it every year for like 30 years, and it's a lot of ex-ball players and old-timers and sports enthusiasts and guys from the Board of Trade and a real eclectic scene of McGaffers.
Yeah.
And it was fun to get down there, and everyone's in the holiday spirit, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Oh, yeah, I remember that game, you know?
Yeah.
They all started throwing stories around, and it's good to be on the Erie, and so that put me in the holiday spirit today.
Yeah,
good.
Did you have
on top of the shrimp scampi, the steak, the Italian meats and cheeses? Shout out to Victory Tap. That's where the party was.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And Connor White is one of Charlie's pals, younger kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the general manager there.
Okay.
He hooked it up for us.
Nice.
Made it look real nice. And that's the late, great Mark Sokola, who passed away around this time a few years ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to give him a shout out. That was his spot as well.
Yeah.
So it was nice to be there. I felt really at home.
Yeah, it's a great place, man.
And the food was outstanding. But that's put me in the holiday spirit. And
so what are you going to do with that spirit?
Spend money.
That's
on
ring the bell.
Yeah, on toys and
jingle
things.
Jingle your bells.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the bell ringing again. Our producer Mike Sarkowski just made the signal. Are you going to do it? If you guys remember last year, I was a bell ringer for the Salvation Army.
It was cold last year.
It was cold last year, and I was going through some personal stuff. You know.
Sure. Yeah.
And
you wanted to spread joy.
I did want to spread joy.
You wanted to spread it all over.
And yeah, yes, I did. And and it was a rough year.
And he wanted it spread all over him.
Yes.
Indeed.
You becoming a bell ringer because you wish to spread joy all over? Yes, exactly.
I'm going to spill joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like peanut butter on white toast.
That doesn't spill. That spreads.
That's correct.
We're going to get into a spread spill talk?
I'm not getting into a spread spill debate with you guys.
Not at all. You don't want to ever get into a spread spill debate with anyone.
No.
Right?
No.
The interview was going fine until the spread spill discussion came out.
And, I lost all hope.
Yeah. You know. But I'm thinking about doing the bell ringing again. You know, but yes, there was sort of a thing that came over me last year where I really was feeling called to do it. And I think I'll probably do it, one or two days again this year.
You need a costume this time.
A costume?
Yeah.
Like what? What would you suggest?
A
leprechaun costume?
It's a little strange.
Yeah, I'm strange.
You could do with like Will Ferrell's elf costume from Elf.
No, that's cheesy though.
Or you could do like a top hat like a Christmas Carol.
I could.
Just like you're from the 1890s.
I could do simply like, maybe I'll bring my son with me. And I'll be Dracula and he'll be Frankenstein. You know, like, because he's
totally
like such
bizarre.
Like a horror monster enthusiast. Like, maybe instead of like dressing up as Christmas guys, we just dress up as Halloween guys.
Say
like,
scary, scary Christmas.
Right,
to
scary Christmas, scary Christmas.
Ooh, you make a lot of
scary
cash.
Scary Christmas.
Scary Christmas is a good song.
Scary Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Scary Christmas, Scary Christmas to you.
Let's get Alice Cooper to work on it with us.
Yes. He's got to sing it like Mel Torme, though.
We'll have to go golfing with him. We can talk on the course.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I am. So
So are you going to do it or not?
I got to sign up.
So decide right now.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll
baby.
Do it. I owe it to myself to do it, right?
It's a century-old tradition.
I make it a point now. Whenever I saw whenever I've seen them in the last couple of weeks, I've seen a few at Walmart. Like, I'm like, hey. I engage them in conversation.
Drop a dollar in a bucket.
Yeah, but there's also, like, a fraternity about it, you know, where I'm like, I was a bell ringer last year. How's it going?
Yeah.
You know, are people nice? Are people throwing money in? You know, some of the bell ringers are willing to engage you, and they're like, yeah, it's all right. You know, and then some of the other ones are actually like, don't talk to me. You know,
yeah,
stay away, COVID, stay away.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh man, if you're like,
what
that,
are you gonna
like,
do differently COVID this Grinch. Year?
COVID Grinch. Yes, there's plenty. COVID is a Grinch.
Well, last year you said a girl said yuck to you.
Yeah,
as soon as you spoke.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And you said she looked like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Yes, you did say that. You have a great memory, Clay.
Listeners, go back and listen to that. That was one of our better episodes last year, actually.
Yeah, the Christmassy one.
Yeah, the Christmassy one.
So hopefully you get some better clientele, some gorgeous men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorgeous men with 20s. Falling out of their 20s.
Right. I'm becoming a bell ringer and I'm looking for gorgeous men with 20s.
Camel hair coats and 20s and Zippos.
Camel hairs and 20s, please.
The best tippers around are handsome men with camel hair coats and Zippos.
If you saw a handsome guy walking towards you with a camel hair coat and he lights a smoke with a Zippo,
yeah.
Puts a Zippo back in his pocket and pulls out a 20 and jams it in your tank.
Yeah.
That's making your Christmas.
Dude, that guy makes your Hall of Fame roster right there.
That guy makes everyone's
what
Christmas.
What do you call it? It's not your tank. What's it called?
Your kettle. Thank you. Oh,
yeah,
I was about to say your tin.
Your tan. Put something in my tan.
Right. Hey, Mr. Camel Hair Coat Zippo Man, won't you put something in my tin?
Mr. Rich American Man.
Right. Put it in my tin.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Bill, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Let's do something together. Let's make a rocking horse.
Ooh, that's a Christmas thing, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you have instructions on that?
Billy and Clay build a rocking horse.
We'll give it to an orphan.
That Pinewood Derby was a challenge for me.
That was awesome.
So
we should have a Pinewood Derby just like our group of
friends.
Like
a grown man's Pinewood Derby?
Yeah, it'd be sweet.
What size are these wooden cars?
Standard.
We were talking about Christmas, Bill.
No, let's flip
Bill
it.
Bill thought about, what did I first build
you know
as
what,
a child?
The Cub Scouts or whatever, they had a special track system. We'd have
exactly.
to get a hold of that.
Yeah.
Are your kids in the Cub Scouts?
Hell no.
Yeah, mine aren't either.
That's a
no
cult.
No Cub Scout?
That's a cult, he says.
That's some kind of perverted, twisted thing.
Well, you didn't want to learn how to tie any knots?
It ain't about the knots anymore, apparently.
Okay. All right.
It's got a bad rip.
Veering away. Back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you, have your kids made their Christmas list yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mine are varying, you know? I'm trying to find things this year. In the past, Santa Claus has been, you know, kind of brings them what is very generic, you know? Like, all the kids want the same thing. We all want this. We all want that. Like, I think my kids are kind of at the
like
age now.
Like, whatever's popular, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my kids are at the age now where I want to get them something that's unique to them.
Sure.
You know, like, and put a little thought into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it might be a piece of art, you know?
Sure.
Or something they can hang on the wall in their room.
Did your parents ever do that for you?
They did, but they didn't. Yeah. And those are the gifts that I really remembered growing up, where I was mm-hmm. like, oh, that was a good one. I remember. I still got it, you know? Because you don't look back and have, you know, that toy car 30 years later and go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I still have the toy car Santa brought me when I was six.
I had a Pee Wee Herman doll.
Yeah, that thing was awesome. You pull the string and it would say stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, by the time that thing went through about 10 years in my basement, 15, it already had marker stains on its face.
Yeah.
His gray suit was worn to heck.
Oh, sure.
And my mom, I remember we were having a garage sale when we were selling the house. She, like, pulled it up, and she's like, this has got to still be worth money. I'm like, in the box, Ma.
I do
20 years of being thrown across the room.
My antique Pee Wee Herman dolls are only worth money in the box. Not the ones that have been molested and ruined.
Do you have any of your toys from childhood?
I don't.
Not one?
No. Do you?
I have one.
What is it?
a Garfield stuffed animal that my uncle got me when I got my tonsils taken out.
Interesting.
When I was like six.
Nice. Yeah. So there's a sentimental part to that.
Totally. No?
Yeah. I hear. One of the places I know that you can get real sentimental during the holidays is the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
You can catch
pub.
Some Garfield there, too.
You can catch some Garfield. You can put something in the tin.
Yep.
And you can have 25 whiskeys while you're at it.
That's right.
Yep. The Cork and Kerry is our sponsor. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you gotta check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome to Jewel Osco. I'm Dracula. My son is Frankenstein. We're Salvation Army bell ringers.
Please don't spit in the tin.
Right. Please don't spit in the tin or I'll have to suck your blood.
Yep.
Stay away, COVID freak. Don't come close. Dracula smells disease.
You should dress like Angus Young.
Right.
Wear shorts and a sport coat and a tie.
This has to play.
Just bob your head.
Right.
Put the bell on your head so every time you bob it, it dings.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
You give yourself whiplash by the end of the day.
Listen, if I brought an amp and just played this in an Angus outfit.
Are you allowed?
I wonder if you could just kind of be like a street busker and dress like Angus and just play this riff in front of the kettle. In front of the I'm searching for the word kettle. Yeah. In front of the kettle, yeah.
Kettle Games by Patty.
Right. Mindy Kettle Games.
Kettle Games would be the great title of a fun Christmas movie about a bell ringer. Kettle Games.
A bell ringer that had gone mad.
Bill, you bring up an interesting point. Yeah. Bell ringer gone mad, whatever. You want to turn it into like a Christmas horror film? Like a deranged bell ringer?
Yeah, he starts beating people with the bell.
Oh, man.
Sure.
I'm too close to the Salvation Army to even consider something like that.
No, there's too much violence out there. I can't even.
No, it's got to be a comedy. You
yeah,
know?
Sure.
A good Christmas comedy. The bell ringer. I'm telling you, there's a huge market for that.
Adam Sandler in The Bell Ringer.
Adam Sandler. Patty Houlihan is in The Bell Ringer.
Play that one song they play in all the movies.
Which song is that? You only get what you give? Yes.
That's the Christmas movie song.
It is. I don't know the name of that Christmas song, but I know exactly that. I know the riff.
Yeah, you know that riff.
Now it's gonna be in my head all week.
The best Christmas comedy of the year.
You're right. Funniest Christmas comedy of the year.
Adam Sandler.
In The Bell Ringer. Hey, we're on to something.
Right.
You joke about that stuff. Actually, I got a really nice note this week.
Yeah, from who?
Kevin Jakubowski.
Sure.
Do you know him?
Not personally.
He's the screenwriter of that film, 8-Bit Christmas.
He went to Fenwick.
He did go to Fenwick.
Yeah, yeah. I do know him a little bit.
Okay, I don't really know him very well other than peripherally from Facebook, right?
Sure.
He's friend of a friend.
Yeah.
When that he released that book, 8-Bit Christmas, which is now a big movie on HBO Max.
Oh, wow.
One of the biggest streaming movies in the country.
God bless.
So he had put a post out years ago on Facebook after I had become friends with him. And I read the book, right? Mm-hmm. It sounded like a reimagining of A Christmas Story, right? Only it was all about him in 1986. He's only a year older than us. It was based on his own life. He kind of did the Gene Shepherd routine from Christmas Story where he inserted the narrator and stuff like that. It's about a kid who gets his first Nintendo for Christmas.
Nice.
Kind of a nostalgic romp through the for the 80s.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, I read it. I was like, this is a movie. This could be a good movie. And as synchronicity would have it on Facebook, another friend, Jonathan Sadowski, who's an actor in Hollywood, said that he was looking for scripts to, like, if anybody knows any Christmas books. I was like, yeah. Here. And I suggested the book, and Sadowski optioned the book, and they turned it into that movie.
All because of you.
And this is what I'm getting at, right? I get a note out of the blue from Kevin Jakubowski the other day, and I haven't even responded to him yet. Maybe this is my way of responding to him. And I will, because you don't get a note like this every now and then.
In front of 200 million listeners?
Yes. No, it was very sweet of him. Really sweet. It was a nice Christmas gift.
Yes.
You know? The same way that I was, you know, the bell ringing.
This added to your spirit.
Yes, it really did. Because
you're
you don't
gushing.
I am. Patty, I'm not sure how we got to be Facebook friends, but I have to tell you, it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
I know back in 2018 or so, you read my book and recommended it to Jonathan Sadowski. It was a selfless act of kindness, just one creative guy supporting another. But if you hadn't done that, I'm not sure 8-Bit Christmas would have ever gotten made.
Oh, wow.
I'm being 100% serious. So I wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? You changed my life.
Dang.
If there's anything I can ever do to repay you, please don't hesitate to ask.
That's amazing.
How about that, right? What wow. a class guy.
You know what you should send back?
What?
A picture of a Lamborghini.
I'm going to send him back.
a red one.
Yeah. I guess that could be a response, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It could.
Picture of me in front of the bell. Here's the next movie.
You right naked here. With a bell.
Yes, the bell ringer.
Yeah.
Okay. Naked, interesting.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Please jazz it up.
If you don't mind.
Johnny Dorito, talent agent in the background. No. Be nude in the picture. Jazz it up.
In the picture.
Right.
Sell it!
Like it's 1940.
Right. Yeah. Is this an adult film? No, it's about a bell ringer.
But I
got your attention, didn't I?
When I told Bogart to take his pants off, they were off.
Yes, yes. Oh, when I told Bogart to take his pants off, they were off.
That was the third year I was in business.
Who said that? Ernest Hemingway?
Johnny Dorito.
Ernie Hemingway.
He represented Ernie Hemingway. Before TikTok, I knew how to get people's pants off.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Really is. Right?
So, yeah, that's kind of tough to respond to because it's like, you just, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was kind of synchronicity all coming together at once, right? I've dreamt of moments like that happening for myself, but to be a part of it for someone else is special,
Does he live in L.A. probably?
Yeah.
Go out there, have lunch with him.
I think maybe I will. Maybe,
not now.
Right. What do we talk about?
Talk about the Raiders.
The L.A. Raiders.
Yeah.
Clay's wearing an L.A. Raiders hat tonight.
Yeah, I'm a little ice cubey.
You mean a Las Vegas Raiders
You're
hat?
Very ice cubey.
They're the Las Vegas Raiders, guys.
You're right. No, you're right, Bill. Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's right. Thanks, Bill.
They are. They're the Sin City Raiders.
Yeah, maybe we'll catch a Raiders game and then go. You can go see them.
You're in L.A.? You want to go to a Raider game in Vegas for the weekend? Actually, that's probably entertaining.
Yeah, Raiders Chargers in L.A.
Right.
Raiders Bears. Go. Chargers, Bears.
Raiders, Bears, and Chargers all play in one game.
I like how the show just goes off the rail for a minute there.
Blah, 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 blah.
You are wearing Raiders gear. And
I'm wearing
a
Raiders hat. I haven't worn one probably since I was in seventh grade.
When NWA was big and all the rap guys were wearing that,
trying to look intimidating.
Does the Raiders hat have anything to do with what you've recently done to your automobile? I've noticed that you have a black coat on, black hat.
I've always worn black.
Like charcoal, like everything's black.
I've always leaned towards the black.
Your rims are now black.
The dark side.
Your door handles are now black.
Yes, my car.
Your grill.
Yeah, everything's black in my car now.
It's murdered
trying to
out.
Be stealth.
You are, yeah, stealth is the good word.
Yeah, so the carjackers will look me by. They won't even see me.
You are, but you're slowly becoming a character in like a Jason Statham movie.
Mm, that's fantastic.
You know, with the Raiders, like you got, it's like if John Gruden was in a Statham movie. You know,
where's my Audi?
Right.
I sound like Ernest.
I gotta get a good Gruden going.
I tried to watch Crocodile Dundee earlier.
The movie with Paul Hogan?
Yeah,
there's a Christmas flick
slow.
For you.
Why are you not a knife? This is a knife.
I got through like first 20 minutes. It's like, this isn't what it used to be.
Look at that. How about that hard turn Clay just took right into Crocodile Dundee?
I like remember.
Yeah, the Raiders joke is dead. I tried watching Crocodile Dundee tonight.
No, you know why? Because the Raiders is not a joke.
No, they're not.
No. I can't. What am I going to do? Wear a Bears hat?
Yeah,
no,
you can't anymore.
Do that.
All right. I know. The Bears have embarrassed the fans so much that they're wearing uniforms of other teams.
It's horrible.
Uniforms, wearing apparel.
No, full uniforms.
Yeah.
So maybe you could be a bell ringer in a Raiders uniform. It's like a whole Raiders
a full
like outfit.
Bulls. Bills uniform. Today.
I could be a bell ringer dressed as John Gruden with a Chucky doll.
Be Nagy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this could be Nagy's last game.
If you looked like Nagy ringing a bell, you ain't going to get any crisp 20s from guys in camel hair jackets.
Be Dalton.
Dalton from Roadhouse?
No, the quarterback of the Bears.
I thought you meant Swayze from Roadhouse.
Do that? That would
be better.
That'd be a better Dalton.
What's your move there?
Yeah, Andy Dalton's not been on the Bears long
you
enough
need a mullet
for the name
wig
Dalton to
it doesn't
for,
resonate.
For Chicago
when
fans
I Dalton,
to resonate
I think
with
Swayze Roadhouse.
You
I don't
need a mullet
think
wig,
Andy
no
Dalton.
Shirt, some oil.
Right. Yeah.
Some tight jeans.
What's Dalton's pain don't hurt? Is that what Dalton says?
Oh man, there's lots of Dalton.
It's pain don't hurt.
Be nice.
Back to Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
His full name is Michael J. Crocodile Dundee.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Come on.
I swear to God, I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't
Michael
either.
J. Crocodile Dundee.
Did you watch one or two?
Is that weird?
It's real weird.
Because in part one, he's in New York City, and then part...
No, this is one.
Okay. Then yeah. Part two, they're in like...
No, part two's
the
New
bush,
York City.
Right?
Right. Oh.
What is the plot synopsis of Crocodile Dundee?
Dave,
he's got to save the blonde woman with a knife, and he's from Australia, and somehow he wound up in New York City.
He's on the ledge of like the Empire State Building.
So really, it's just a fish out of water story about a guy from Australia who's wields a pretty mean knife because he's a former bushman.
Yeah, he's like he's a bushman bar fighting type guy.
Interesting. I wonder how they pitched
like
that.
Like me?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take the concept of Roadhouse. It says he's a bushman bar fight. He's a little bit more. He's a little bit more Richard Harris, a little less Sly Stallone. You know what I mean?
So now you should write a movie, a Christmas movie, and send it to your new Hollywood friends.
Wow, I could. Bell ringer
call
right there.
Scary Christmas.
Scary Christmas.
Scary Christmas Come on. Is where it's at.
Dumb it down. There's Nightmare Before Christmas. Or Scary Christmas. That's it.
We got so many ideas we could throw at them. Just tell them to listen to the show.
Absolutely.
And when something sizzles their ears, they can call us.
Yeah.
Right. We can get Johnny Dorito on the case.
When something sizzles your ears, call me.
That's what you respond.
Right. Hey, take a listen to the podcast. If something sizzles your ear, call me.
If you hear a sizzling sound in your ear, you know you're onto something.
Yeah. All right, good.
You wanted to play a song, didn't you?
I did. It's been in my head all week, and it's
Is
just
it
one.
Do, 80s do your blow by yourself type of song?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of The Cure. I was on a Cure kick the other day. I don't know.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah, they're real Chris. Robert Smith. Nothing screams Christmas like Robert Smith.
In a Christmas sweater.
All right. Yeah. No, but there's one lyric in I saw you look like a Japanese baby is the lyric. And
interesting.
It's been in my head for days. Like, okay. I saw you look like a Japanese baby. And it doesn't sound anything like that.
No, oh, okay.
It sounds way better.
How you been singing.
It sounds way better. this is The Cure doing The Walk. We'll be back.
Outside your door, we walked around.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, wow.
I had to throw it out there. Like it's been in my head all day. I saw you look like a Japanese baby in the distance.
I feel like I just ate mushrooms.
I hope so. You kind of have to if you listen to this show. You have to be ready for anything.
Yeah, ready for your brain. Right.
We're going to put your brain into overdrive today. That's how it works. Getting back to the Christmas stuff, the gifts.
Yeah, sure. Right?
You know,
the gifts, the wreaths.
Well, like about getting meaningful gifts for people.
Yes.
With some thought involved.
Right.
My brother and I and my son Mikey were watching the Monster Squad the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm embracing. I'm like, now I want to like veer Mikey's taste like from his love of monsters into like good monster movies instead of like gory ones. You know, I'm like, okay, you like that. You know,
you're showing a little Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he's not into, no, he wants, he's more like Lost Boys. I'm like, is he old enough for the Lost Boys? I'm like, the amount of crap that he's seen on YouTube,
yeah,
he can sit through
he's
the Lost Boys.
He's good with the Lost Boys.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, we sound like the video store clerk. Well, he's good with the Lost Boys, yeah, he'll be okay.
How old is you know? He?
Right, how old is he?
He can handle Tim Burton already. He can handle the Lost Boys.
Just as long as he's not going towards the room with the beads. Can't have anybody over there. No?
Stay out of that room with the long beads.
Right.
Yep.
Kids, true. Adventures in Babysitting, all the Disney stuff is over here.
Yeah, stay away from there. That's for
Lost
Cowboys.
Boys is okay, but stay away from
that's
the room.
For the local with, Cowboys.
Stay away from the room for the Cowboys that have the beads.
I was thinking about putting beads on my car seat.
Really?
Yeah, like a cab driver in New York.
Yeah, that's a thing. I've never tried that.
It was an 80s. It was a big 80s thing.
What? Wooden beads in
your
car?
Yeah, the beads on a car seat. Like, especially in cabs and like, those old Caprice Classics.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You want to get those?
It's a massager.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a massager.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it.
Well, that's a good Christmas gift.
For myself?
Yeah.
beads for my car?
I should do that and drive an Uber with mine. And like, what?
Hey, where are you from, buddy?
Just do an accent. You like the beads?
You should get an old meter. And rip it down every time someone gets in.
Yeah.
I miss cabs.
But anyway, I was watching. Yeah. You miss cabs?
Anybody want to take a ride in a cab with me this weekend?
Right. What do you want to do for Christmas? I just want to ride in a cab. I miss them. You know? I want body funk, stench, gasoline.
Yeah, I want to cruise around in a cab for 2 hours.
Right. Stale cigarette smoke.
Yeah,
beads.
I want the cab driver to be nuts.
Yes, that's a gimme, right?
Please.
Ooh,
I don't want these hipster Uber drivers.
There are taxi drivers are featured in Christmas films quite a bit, aren't they?
Yeah.
You got the taxi cab drivers, obviously, in It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Right, yep, Bert.
Bert and Ernie, yeah. And then you got the cab driver in Scrooged, David Johansson,
right?
Yep.
And then
the skeleton from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Jake Steinfeld.
Yep, the skeleton.
Jake Steinfeld from Coming to America.
That's not a Christmas movie, though.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The cab driver in that decks out Steve Martin.
Ooh.
Kevin Bacon's in that.
Yeah, and what?
He's the one racing Steve Martin for the cab in the beginning of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Right. It's a good holiday movie.
Yeah.
That's a Thanksgiving. People call that a Thanksgiving movie. They don't call that a Christmas movie. But it is, it's supposed to be Thanksgiving, I think, in that film, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
There's no New Year's Eve movie. We should make that.
Yeah, there is Can't Buy Me Love.
You call Can't Buy Me Love a New Year's Eve movie?
There's a New Year's Eve scene in it where Ronald McDonald Miller goes from total...
Isn't Cusack in that?
No.
No, that's...
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Come on. Cusack.
That's a New Year's Eve movie.
You know what I'm getting Cusack for Christmas?
What?
Half Cubs, half Sox jersey.
There you go. How are you going to deliver it to him?
I'm going to throw it at his face. Next time I see him, which will be never.
Good New Year's movies. I'm just trying to think now. I mean, wasn't there a movie like...
Y2K.
Is it 200 cigarettes or something like that? It was all about New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
No,
we got to make one that's raunchy.
Need to make a raunchy New Year's Eve flick.
Now you're talking, Clay. Now you're in the money.
Wild.
It's not about the money. It's about the money.
Do you remember the hysteria in like high school for New Year's Eve? Like you'd be like trying to plan out the day like 3 days in advance. How are we going to get as drunk as possible? How are we going to get our hands on a keg of beer? Where can we get a tapper? Who's got a fake ID?
Go to hotels, hotels.
How many like, time frames? Can we rent this out for 3 hours? Is this house going to be open for 2 hours?
We were like partying in some weird hotel downtown, and there's literally like murders happening like three floors above.
Probably.
Yeah, dingy little motels.
I can't fathom that.
The
like
Oxford.
Isn't that insane that we were able to get a motel room at like the age of like 15, 16? Like some,
and now you need
some
a credit
guy
card.
Gave
you
us a motel
room.
Like, people love money.
Cash. Here you go. Yeah. We want the room for 6 hours. We're going to throw a party in it.
We just grabbed the friend with the deepest voice and the scruff.
With the most scruff.
Right. You go in there and book the room. I'll do it.
You're right, though. All right, Bill, I'll give you that. Can't Buy Me Love. Maybe that is a New Year's
Well,
Eve
there's
moment.
Obviously Halloween goes on through that movie because that's when he poops on his house.
So it's a fall film.
It's a fall school fall Christmas.
What is your favorite Christmas flick, Pat?
Me? Ooh. I'm going to have to say I do like It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's good.
Quite a bit. I like Frank Capra. Yeah, I'm a fan. But I would say even though it's played relentlessly, A Christmas Story is pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's good.
And I have a real soft spot for Gene Shepard's voice in that movie, you know? So I'd say those two.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably those two as well.
Okay. Twins think alike,
eh? Yeah. I mean, it sounds generic that I'm just picking those two. But, those are kind of... I'm not a big Home Alone guy.
No, I like Home Alone.
Home Alone's a cool movie, but, you know, I get a little overplayed by Home Alone.
There is a New Year's Eve movie. Mike has a note here. New Year's Eve, 2011, directed by Gary Marshall.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yeah.
We missed that one.
I did.
Yeah.
2011? Yeah, I was busy.
Yeah.
That whole year. Each day was busier than the next.
Yeah. Really busy in 2011. Sorry I missed that.
Sorry, Gary.
Jesse Smollett, not guilty.
Oh, no, guilty.
Guilty,
oh,
guilty. Sorry. Wow,
not guilty?
Great news report.
That's the idea.
Jesse Dead Smollett, silence. Guilty on 5 out of 6 counts. Dude's right. Going to no jail, though, probably.
I doubt it.
He'll get 5 years probation.
Yeah.
And he'll never be allowed back in the city, hopefully.
They're saying this week could be Matt Nagy's last game.
Maybe Smollett will take over.
Smollett.
Chicago Bears hired Jesse Smollett to be new head coach.
Why not?
For the finish out the season. That's part of his punishment.
What if he takes him to the Super Bowl?
His punishment is that he has, like Smollett comes in and we're expecting him to stink and then he takes the Bears to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of, he'd have to run the table right now and people would have to lose teams, but
He runs an ancient offense that had been forgotten about.
He was in the Mighty Ducks, so maybe he knows some. He learned something from the
he
great.
He runs hockey plays on the football
field. He learned something from the great Gordon Bombay.
This guy's running hockey plays on a football field.
Yes,
but it works.
You think Gordon Bombay was there in the courtroom today? Because he's a lawyer.
Estevez.
Yeah, he's a lawyer in the Mighty
Estevez
Ducks.
Estevez was dressed as Billy the Kid in the courtroom.
Estevez is out. He doesn't want to do any more Mighty Ducks stuff.
Good. He's smart.
They were rebooting some thing.
He's
of
not
going
to attach himself.
And he said, "I'm done."
Disaster.
You don't think it's a disaster, huh?
Well, isn't like one kid's a meth head? Yeah,
no, he's good now, that guy.
Oh, is he good? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he cleaned himself up.
Oh, kid like Goldberg?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, that whole Smollett deal, what a mess. What a waste of time, money, energy, resources.
Yeah.
It's too bad he's not going to jail, to be honest with you. I think 3 months in jail.
But we don't know that yet. I mean, but if he does do any time, I'm sure it'll be
He won't. He's never been arrested before.
Yeah. Smollett. Wow.
They should send him to... what's that
be the
show?
Coach of the Bears.
That is probably the worst.
What show?
Place you...
Oh, Naked and Afraid. Make him do
sure.
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, make
like
him do that.
Smollett's got to do 5 episodes of Naked and Afraid in like different areas.
It'd be a huge way to pawn your sentence into making money in a showbiz front. The lawyer, please, for that. We've spoken to Mr. Smollett and the producers at Discovery Network. And we think it's fair to drop him in the African Sahara with a bottle of water and no clothing for a couple weeks.
We're
going to videotape it, though.
Yeah.
I don't think Smollett would do too well in an episode of Naked and Afraid.
You know?
No.
His career
we won't
over.
Know until he gets sentenced.
You think you'll never hear his name again?
He'll be around.
He won't be in anything.
You think there'll be any rap songs? Jesse Smollett.
Well, Chappelle did a bit about him that was really funny.
I know.
That's Bill's rap song. Jesse Smollett.
Smollett.
It's not even a rap.
Jesse Smollett.
That's your
crazy
song?
Like that.
That's it? No other lyrics?
Whack! Jesse Smollett.
Whack. You played yourself. You played yourself.
You played yourself. Whack! Jesse Smollett. You know?
We'll have to find an appropriate beat.
That's nuts, dude.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, right? We're building songs
ding, ding,
here.
Ding, ding, ding.
What's
ding,
the lyric? Ding, the lyric ding, is ding, whack! Jesse Smollett.
Have Eminem sing it.
Jesse Smollett. It's just the whole lyric. Jesse Smollett.
Yeah,
Jesse
Smollett. He's going to be the ridicule of everyone's jokes for the rest of his life.
Yeah, probably.
Congratulations.
He's in pop culture now.
Gone to sleep instead of...
He's in pop culture.
Doing all this nonsense.
Yeah, just took a... Just sleep on a guy.
What was the point, though? I don't understand what the point was.
Well, he was upset that he had received some hate mail, and... He felt
I don't think
that
he received the hate mail. He
felt
it to
that that he had made it clear, I thought, to the producers of Empire about it. And he was upset that the producers of Empire did really nothing to address the situation. So he felt that because of that and his anger, that's what catalysted this idea that he could come up with this hate crime to kind of put that kind of...
He was trying to bring it to the forefront.
His fear and what he felt other people were fearing on blast so that the media would come to it. And instead
he
would have
been better
face.
Off. He should have played, gone in the courtroom and played the video by Queensryche, Empire, the song.
Oh, yeah.
And that explains everything.
Well, maybe.
Your Honor, Jussie has chosen to play.
It does. That song's about crime in the inner city.
This song, Empire by Queensryche.
Does the defendant wish to speak on his behalf in this trial? No, but he does wish to play Queensryche's Empire for the jury before it decides.
Before it decides your fate.
They're a German rock band. Are they from Germany? I don't know where they're from.
Queensryche?
Yeah.
I don't think so. They're from here.
They're not from here.
Yeah, they're from, like, you know.
The guy's weird looking.
Toledo.
The singer.
The lead singer of Queensryche is weird looking.
He was sitting in the back of the courtroom today.
Right. So was Gordon Bombay.
And in the back of the courtroom, ladies and gentlemen, of the Jesse Smollett hearing was Queensryche singer. We don't know his name, but
the
Queensryche band is from the USA.
Bellevue, Washington.
Okay. I think we might have even talked about this on the air before. It sounds weird.
Jeff Tate. That's the lead singer. Jeff Tate is in the back row of the courtroom. Please, everyone turn and say hello.
Everyone, Jeff Tate. To the left, in the back
Emilio
of the courtroom.
Emilio Estevez and Jeff Tate sitting side by side.
Jeff, Mr. Estevez played Coach Bombay for Smollett.
Both sporting nice camel hair coats.
Right, with Zippos and 20s.
You know they're heading to the kettle after this.
They're going to the kettle. They're going to put some money in the tin.
That's right.
They're going to be filling the tin.
Tate, that's the best.
Yes.
God bless him.
See, isn't it nuts where this show goes sometimes?
Yes.
We got to take a commercial break. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kylie, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
We pine for taxis in this holiday season.
We do.
It's a nice little bump right there. This is a jam.
Oh, yeah. I think of Danza.
Do you?
Danza, DeVito.
I think of that one guy.
Christopher
Lloyd. Richards.
Judd Hirsch.
Andy Kaufman.
No.
Great show.
You've named everyone except the person I'm talking about.
Who's the...
The woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are we forgetting this?
This is where Mike Sarkowski comes in handy.
This song makes you want to light a cigarette.
It does.
Mary Lou Henner.
Jeff Conaway.
Yeah. Great, great cast of people there. Merry Christmas to everyone from Taxi.
Yep. Yeah. How's that for a bit?
Yeah.
Bringing it all back.
All back.
The one thing I was thinking about getting my son, Mikey Clay.
Yes.
Is you're going that site, Pinterest?
Oh, yeah.
No, I found we've been watching the Monster Squad movie a lot. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about getting them. There's a newspaper in the movie that says Monster Squad, you know, and it's a big newspaper headline. And I'm redoing his room for him. So I'm like, wouldn't that be cool to put on his wall rather than like, I'm trying to get him away from like the Chucky's and the Freddy's of the world. And I'm like, let's get more into like tasteful monsters rather than just
classy monsters.
Right. We want classy monsters in this house. We don't want gory pigs.
No gory pigs.
Classiest monsters only.
Your son is a monster. Yes, I know, but a classy one at that. We didn't have trained him to be some sort of gory pig.
Who's the classiest monster you could think of?
Classiest Dracula is probably the classiest monster.
Why? Because he wears a suit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, jewelry and stuff. You know, yeah,
Frankenstein's got like a suit on.
You think Frankenstein's classy?
No, Frankenstein's got like a beat up suit with that stupid turtleneck.
You could make. Yeah, he does. And the bolts coming out of his neck.
That pea soup green turtleneck.
Right.
And the black suit.
My nephew was over at my place, and I saw this, like, tiny corduroy jacket.
Yes.
Like, and it was like a sport coat. And I'm like, dude, that's dope, Mike. You picked that out? You wanted that? He goes, it's for when I play Michael Myers. I'm like, oh,
yeah, he's been
costume.
Yeah, we went to Goodwill the other day, and Mikey was fishing around for. He's building wardrobes for himself based on like characters that he wants to get into. That's how his brain works. It's insane. I love it. You can only encourage that, right?
Yeah.
He's following in the footsteps of our family, so that's I embrace that now. What was I getting? Oh, classy monsters.
Yes.
Because a bell went off in my head on that.
Oh.
You could do a monster movie, like a modern day Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. About a guy who's like he's a Frankenstein, but he's like a Wall Street trader. Like some guy can, it takes place in the future.
Okay.
He's a payments genius, you know?
Sure.
But he's a robot and he falls in love.
That's like I'm from the caveman lawyer.
Yeah. These are my pitches for the week.
He's like in Frozen Caveman Lawyer, kind of.
He's Frankenstein. It's like Frankenstein meets Wall Street meets. There's a gecko character.
Yeah,
he's human, no. though. You know, it's like we make Frankenstein Bud Fox. Except that there's
a horrible trade.
Yes.
Lost a lot.
Blue Orange, you love Anacott Steel.
Margin call again.
Wow.
Yes. See, we're writing the taglines already.
Yes, we are.
Margin call. That's the name of the movie. Go back to the guy. Stay away from the room with the beads. Y'all guys seen Margin Call?
No.
It's about a monster Wall Street trader.
Southern video store clerk?
Friendly Southern video store clerk. All right. Fire bad, greed goose. Thank you, Mike, for that one.
What do you think? Should we dip our tongues into this sweet Queensryche?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little early, though, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We're going to listen to it and come back and thank our sponsors and give everybody a kiss before we go.
Okay.
What's this called?
This is Empire by Queensryche.
Oh, yeah. In honor of Smollett.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think the audience gets the point.
Yeah, the Empire lighting it.
Yeah, the Empire lighting the wick.
That's dedicated to Jussie Smollett.
Yes, it is.
You're welcome, Jussie.
You're welcome, Jussie.
Whatever the hell his name is. Who cares? I wish I didn't even know his name.
Would you get a Bears jersey and put Jussie Smollett on the back of it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because that's a waste of money.
How many counts did he get charged with? Five counts. So you've got number five, Jussie Smollett.
Do
Bears
that. Send
jersey.
It to him. Sign it.
See, there's a thoughtful Christmas gift for somebody. I got you a number five Jussie Smollett Bears jersey. Wear it to the bars. You'll get a lot of laughs.
Yeah, you will.
You will.
Get slapped
look
on the
at
back
it, Smollett. You know?
You get a lot of hard slaps on the
right.
back.
Touchdown.
You get a lot of wax.
A lot of wax.
Whack.
Like Billy's rap song.
Smollett.
Yeah. That's right, Billy's rap song, Whack, Jussie Smollett. Smollett. Yeah. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archives of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org, or
correct.
You can go to iTunes and search for Hooley's Hooley Show, H-O-O-L-E-Y. I want to thank our sponsors again. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, Fox's Beverly Pizza, Guinness Irish Stout, Flood Brothers Disposal.
And then, actually, we have to plug Hibernian Ball, dude.
Oh, yeah. We're having our annual Christmas party next Saturday, everybody, at the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
Yeah. Live music. All kind of. It's going to be a great time.
Larkin and Moran,
we're
going to
raffle off some stuff, some whiskey, as we always do.
A lot of first responders.
Yeah, there'll be a split the pot. All kinds of stuff, man.
I think it starts at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. next Saturday out in Beverly there at the Cork and Kerry. Hope to see you guys all there.
Be there, be square.
Yeah.
Until next week, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas in this holiday season. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Brooklyn Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan. Asian, Middle Eastern, and Latin. Black, white, New York, you make it happen. Brownstones, water towers, trees, skyscrapers. Redders, prize fighters, and Wall Street traders. Together on the subway cars, diversity unified, whoever you are. We doing fine on the 1 and 9 line, on the L, we doing 12 on the number 10 bus. We fighting bus, you know we thorough in the boroughs, cause that's the must. I remember when the boots was all porno blitz, so running home after school, a two-plate kick. At lunch, I called the puppy down on Market East Street and hit the whole street mall for the steamers on my feet.
Dear New York, I hope you're doing well. I know a lot's happened and you've been through hell. So we give thanks for providing a home. Through the gates of El Salvador, we passed and chose Brooklyn.